ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयं मुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम सेवेंथ कांटो चैप्टर 10। प्रहलाद द बेस्ट एमंग एक्जाल्टेड डिवोटीज। टेक्स्ट 39। इनः पूर्वकृतम् यत् तत् राजनः कृष्ण वैरिणः जहुस् ते अन्ते तत् आत्मानः कितः पशस्कृतः यथा अन्त पूर्वः कृतं यत्तद् येन पूर्वकृतं यत्तत् राजानः कृष्णवर्णिनः राजानः कृष्णवैरिणः जुहुस्ति अन्ते तदात्मानः जुहुस्ति अन्ते तदात्मानः कीटः पेशस्कृतः यथा येनः पूर्वकृतं यत्तत् राजानः कृष्णवर्णितः राजानः कृष्णवैरिणः जहुस्थे अन्ते तदात्मानः कीटः पेशस्कृतो यथा येन पूर्वकृतं यत्तद् राजानः कृष्णवैरिणः जहुस्थे अन्ते तदात्मानः कीटः पेशस्कृतो यथा
येन पूर्वकृतं
यत्तद्
कृष्णवैरिणः जहुस्तेऽन्ते तदात्मानः कीटः पेशस्कृतो यथा।
येन पूर्वकृतं यत्तत् राजनः कृष्णवैरिणः जहुष्यन्ते तदात्मानः कीटः पेशस्कृतो यथा येन पूर्वं कृतं यत्तत् राजनः कृष्णवैरिणः जहुष्यन्ते तदात्मानः पेशस्कृतो यथा word meaning enaha this sinful activity of blaspheming the supreme lord purva kritam executed in previous births yat which tat that rajanah kings krishna vairinah always acting as enemies of Krishna. Juhum gave up. Te, all of them. Ante, at the time of death. Tad atmana, attaining the same spiritual body and form. Kitaha Eon Pesaskritaha a black drone Yatha just like translation and purport by divine grace by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation: not only Shishupala and Dantabhakra but also many other kings who acted as enemies of Krishna attained salvation at the time of death. Because they thought of the Lord, they received spiritual bodies and forms the same as His. Just as worms captured by a black drone attain or obtain the same type of body as the drone. Please repeat, not only Shishupala and Dantabhakra, but also many other kings who acted as enemies of Krishna attained salvation at the time of death. Because they thought of the Lord, they received spiritual bodies and forms the same as His. Just as worms captured by a black drone attain the same type of body as the drone. Purport: the mystery of yogic meditation is explained here. Real yogis always meditate on the forms of Vishnu within their hearts. Consequently, at the time of death, they give up their bodies while thinking of the form of Vishnu, and thus attain Vishnu Loka. Vishnu Loka, where they receive bodily features the same as those of the Lord. From the sixth canto, we have already learned that when the Vishnu Dutas came from Vaikuntha to deliver Ajamila, they looked exactly like Vishnu, with four hands and the same features as Vishnu. Therefore, we may conclude that if one practices thinking of Vishnu and is fully absorbed in thinking of Him at the time of death, one returns home back to Godhead. Even enemies of Krishna, who thoughts of Krishna इन फियर भय सच ए किंग कम्स रिसीव्ड बॉडीज एज ए स्पिरिचुअल आइडेंटिटी सिमिलर टू देट ऑफ द लॉर्ड. हरे कृष्ण. ओम अज्ञानातिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुभे नमः. श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं जनभूतले स्वयं रूपः कदामहं ददाति सोपदान्तिकं. वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखानितांश्च. नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषः शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे. नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतिशे नमः. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते. तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये. वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. येन पूर्वकृतं यत्तत् राजानः कृष्ण वैरिणः जुहुस्ते अन्ते तदात्मानः कीटः पेशस्कृतः यथा. नॉट ओनली शिशुपाल एंड दंतवक्र बट ऑल्सो मेनी मेनी अदर किंग्स हु एक्टेड एज एनिमीज ऑफ कृष्ण अटेन सल्वेशन एट द टाइम ऑफ डेथ बिकॉज दे थॉट ऑफ द लॉर्ड दे रिसीव्ड स्पिरिचुअल बॉडीज एंड फॉर्म्स द सेम एज हिज. Just as ohms captured by a black drone obtain the same type of body as the drone. So this whole episode about Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad Maharaj is described by Narada Muni to Yudhishthir Maharaj. And this episode started when Yudhishthir Maharaj asked a question to Narada Muni. Because when the disc of Lord Sri Krishna or Vishnu cut the head of Shishupala in the Rajasviya Jagya, era of Rajasviya Jagya of Yudhishthir Maharaj. So Yudhishthira Maharaj observed that though the Shishupal was died in the spot, but a spark, like a very illuminated, very dazzling very lighted form that come out from his body, just go to sky and waiting for some time. Then come and it merged with the Supreme Lord. So that's why he is thinking, Yudhishthira Maharaj is thinking, how it is possible? Shishupal was such a great demon. She blasphemed the Lord like anything. Shishi Gaur Nitaya ki jaye, Krishna Balaram ki jaye, Radha Shyama Sundar Lalita Vishakha Devi ki jaye. So Shishupal was previously, he blasphemed the Supreme Lord many, many times. How many times? At least 100 times. When he crossed the 100 times, then the disc of the Lord come and just cut his head. So such a blasphemer, such a great demon, who never accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So how it is possible such for an envious person like Shishupala to attain salvation? So that's why to explain this question of Maharaj Yudhishthir, Narada Muni explained the previous birth of Shishupala and Dantavakra, how this was their third birth, Shishupala and Dantavakra. In the first birth, their original position was in Vaikuntha Loka, as the gatekeeper of Vaikuntha, named as Jay and Vijay. So due to their offense to the four Kumaras, they were cast by four Kumaras, Sanak, Sanatana, Sanandana, Sanat Kumar, to become demons. So when Lord appeared himself, Lord Vishnu, and then the four Kumaras, they saw how Lord Vishnu has so much affection for his servants, Jay and Vijay. Even the four Kumaras, they wanted to take back their curses. They want to excuse them. But Lord told no. The curse by the Brahmana, it must become true. But anyhow, but Lord gave an option. According to Padma Puran, Lord gave an option to Jay and Vijay, that if you act, you have to go down to the material world. But if you act as my friends, then you have to take 7 births. But if you act as my enemy, then you will come back very quickly. 3 lifetimes. So Jay and Vijay, they thought it is very difficult to separate it from the Lord for a long time. It's better to act as an enemy and come back very soon. Actually, that is the Lord's plan, to enjoy a particular rasa. Which rasa? Bira rasa, chivalry. So he wanted to enjoy that rasa. So anyone, a conditioned soul, cannot take part in Lord's pastimes. So Lord has to bring his own associates from the spiritual world to act as villain. Lord become hero, then someone become villain, then they will be fighting. Lord enjoy that rasa. So that's why Jay and Vijay, they prepared to become enemy of the Lord. Then they, in first birth, they come as Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Next birth, they come as Ravana and Kumbhakarna. And third birth, they come as Shishupala and Dantabhakra. So that is very vividly described by Narada Muni to Yudhishthira Maharaj in many, many chapters. And previously we have studied all these facts. So now, already here, this is first, this description of Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu become such a demon, and even all demigods were always fearful of him, including Brahma and Shiva. No one could kill him. Even Lord Vishnu was thinking, even Lord Vishnu cannot kill me. Somehow the Lord appeared as Narasingha, half man, half lion form, and he killed Hiranyakashipu. Then even Prahlad Maharaj was enthroned and he was abhishek, and he got the Brahma himself, declared Prahlad Maharaj as the king of demons. Even Sukracharya was present there, and many exalted personalities. So, and then Narada Muni explaining in particular verses how it is possible the envious person, because before Yudhishthira was asked how it is possible such envious peoples to attaining this the supreme goal, the salvation. Not only Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, so many other personalities also. That is not only Shishupal and Dantavakra, but also many, many other kings. Who are the many other kings who attained salvation being envious with the Lord? Prabhupada gave one example. Niparpat, Kamsa. So many peoples. There was one famous verse. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Rupa Goswami is telling Jena Kena Prakarana Krishna Mana Nivesa. Somehow other, you have to fix your mind, lotus feet up Krishna. Those examples are given how the peoples delivered. Kamad Gopya, the gopis, they're young girls and seeing the Krishna as a young boy. They did not know Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead or not, but because of the natural attraction, they so much attracted to the Supreme Lord. Bhayat Kamsa. Kamsa attracted to the Supreme Lord due to fear. Then they are told, Dvesa Chaiva Dayan Rupa. Dvesa. Dvesa means envy, due to envy. Then who was attracted to Krishna? Chaiva Dayan Rupya. This is Rupa, this way, particularly this Shishupala and Dantabhakra. They are attracted to Krishna because of envy. Because the previous pastimes, in the previous history, naturally become envious to Krishna. Even they are small boys, and they are there is a relation between Krishna. When Krishna appeared as son of Devaki, they are also, Shishupala Dantabhakra also, the son of Damoghos, where also the relation, they are auntie's son. So sometimes Krishna go there, then they come. Usually they will throw just collect some stones, started to throwing to Krishna. From very beginning, from the small baby, they are always envious to Krishna. No reason. Krishna maybe come to them, maybe they small baby, they can play together. You know, they will take stone and try to throw to beat Krishna, to hit Krishna. So that is a natural and enviousness from their very birth. So because of these two personality, kamne bhayat kamsa dvesat kataya chaivadaya nrupah, and then he told snehat juyam, because of affection, the Pandavas, juyam means the way, and bhaktya vayang bibhu. Then I am telling you, because of we are devotees, we are also attracted to Krishna to perform pure devotional service. See, in this way, someone can be attracted to Krishna in different ways. Some ways is favorable, some is unfavorable. Who is unfavorable? The attraction by Kamsa and Shishupala and Dantabhakra. Unfavorable. But other attractions like gopis, the Brajavasis, the Pandavas and the other devotees like Narada Muni, we have attraction, but that is attraction favorable. Which is good? He told that Jena Kena Prakarana Krishna Mana Nivesaya. Somehow or other you have to be attracted to Krishna. Which is better? We have to accept the recommendation of Rupa Goswami. We are Rupanuga Vaishnavas. Rupa Goswami told, Anya Vilasita Sunyam Jnana Karmadi Anabritam Anukulena Krishna Anusilanam Bhakti Uttama Anukulena, in a favorable way. One has to be attracted to Krishna in a favorable way. That is general statement for the devotees. They perform devotional service in a favorable way to Krishna. But there is some exceptions like Kamsa and who? Shishupala Dantavakra. They have some history previously. Because Kamsa was also in previous life. Who was he? He was Kalanemi. He was killed by Vishnu in previous life. So there's some histories why they are attracted to Krishna. But Gita is telling, yangyang bapi smaran bhavam tejante ante kalevaram. Tejati ante kalevaram tam tavaiti kaunteya sadatad bhava bhavita. In time of death, whatever thought you have, you are thinking in a certain way, then after that you will accept the same body that was in your thought in time of your death. So because these enemies, Prabhupada explained in purport, because of this Hiranyakya or Hiranyakashipu or the Ravana Kumbhakarna then Shishupala Dantavakra, in time of death they were thinking about Krishna. This is also a special case because they have already caused to have three birth. That's why they have to otherwise. But sometimes some places Jiva Goswami explained that actually when someone killed by Mukunda Krishna, then he get achieve liberation. Otherwise, other Vishnu forms, other incarnations, they cannot grant liberation. He told Mukunda. Mukunda means who can give liberation. So that's why Lord Krishna, because the three births, first Hiranyakashipu, then they killed by Nrisimha Dev and Varaha Dev, but still they have another body. They came as Ravana and Kumbhakarna. Again they killed by whom? By Ramachandra, as Ravana Kumbhakarna. But still they have another birth. They came as, again as Shishupala Dantavakra. Now he killed by whom? Lord Krishna. So, Shishupala was killed in a Rasuya Jagya, in a Hastinapura, but Dantavakra was killed in where? In Brajamandal, Maharaj knows, Datiya, one village. After killing Dantavakra, then Krishna come to Braja again, it is mentioned. That's why village called Ayore. Ayore, after killing Dantavakra, Krishna just crossed the Jamuna. He gave up his Kshatriya dress, then he dressed himself as a coward boy immediately. Then when the Brajavasi saw Krishna is just crossing the Jamuna and coming to entering Vrindavan, they shouted, Ayore, Ayore, Ayore. He came back. Come back, Krishna. The natural affection. When Krishna entered to Dwaraka, what happened? First Krishna came to the border of Dwaraka, then they started. He blow his own self, Panchajanya. But in Brajamandala there is no need, these formalities. Krishna just entered, just crossed the Jamuna, then just entered the Braja. He dressed himself as a coward boy. So anyhow, Dantavakra was killed here, in Datiha, in Brajamandala. But here is the argument that is Narada Muni is giving, that if time of death, a person who thinks in a certain way, he meditates, that is enaha purvakritam yattat rajanah krishna bairina. Because in previously they become enemy of Krishna, then especially in a certain way they are thinking in an envious way. They are envious because Chaivadaya Nrupa, they are envious of Krishna. So because in previous sinful activity, they are thinking Krishna natural enemy, eternal enemy. So they are thinking in that way. That's why in time of death, whom he was remembering Krishna. There's so much envy for Krishna. At time of death, they are killed by Krishna. So that's why they naturally thought the Krishna picture was in their mind. Sometimes we also argue like the peoples who kill a cow. What happened? The killer of a cow, then next life, what do you become? When a person is killing a cow, looking at the cow was looking to the man. So after killing the cow get the body of human being. Then law of nature. It's called law of nature. When the person who was killing, in next life he become a. Here is example is given that just like juhuste antete atmanah kitah peshaskrito yatha. Is compared, there is given a comparison how it is possible that a person who is killing someone, then he achieve the same body of the killer who was killing, and the next life he will get the same body. That's why his analogy is given here. That because that thought of the Lord, they receive spiritual bodies and forms the same as his. Just as worms captured by a black drone obtain the same type of body as the drone. This analogy is given here by Narada Muni. This type, that is natural, that someone get that type of body. So, in this connection, is Siddhar Swami is giving in a commentary. Tadatmate drushtantah kita pesaskritah kita visasasya dhyanena jatha tadatma bhavati iti. Making it clear. Just like drushtantah is given here, example is given, just like kita, what? Insect. Pesaskritah he was forcefully captured by a black drone. Kita pesaskrita dhyana, then that is this insect inside the hole. He was meditating on the person who is captured him forcefully, keeping there. So meditating, by constantly meditating, the form of a black drone who had captured the insect, dhyanena, kita visheshasya dhyanena, jatha tadatma bhavati iti. It is possible that he get the same form of this black drone who was captured the insect inside a hole. So similarly, that is Narada Muni is giving the answer to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Because the Shishupala, in time of death, he was meditating on Krishna. He was meditating, he was seeing Krishna in the enemy. As an enemy, he died as a hero, and sorry, as a villain. Krishna killed him. But he was so angry at Krishna and looking, thinking is a form of Krishna. Naturally, it is possible that Shishupala could get the form of Krishna, Sarupya Mukti. That is Sarupya Mukti. This generally the demons, when they killed in the hand of Krishna, they got Sajujya Mukti. Generally the demons. But the special case this Shishupala and Dantapakra, actually, according to our acharyas, Jiva Goswami and others, they told they came another time voluntarily. Yes? Jagai and Madhai. That is their own will. They could understand that Lord Krishna is appearing as Lord Chaitanya and Balaram appearing as Nityananda, the most merciful incarnation. They will distribute prema. Krishna prema pradayate. They will distribute Krishna prema everywhere. So they develop the desire to achieve prema at the lotus feet of Krishna. That's why voluntarily they came another life as Jagai and Madhai. So in that incarnation Krishna distributed Krishna prema. How he distributed Krishna prema? How can one achieve Krishna prema? Because our goal is to achieve Krishna prema. To achieve mukhya, even four types of liberations like sarupya, samipya, salokya and shasti. To having this salokya means in the same planet, to live with the Supreme Lord in the same planet of Vaikuntha Loka, or having the same bodily feature. That is sarupya. Shasti having the same opulence as the Lord. And Samipya, to be very near to Lord, staying in very close to Lord. So among four types of liberations, which one is best? Which one best? Which liberation will give you the most opportunity to serve the Lord? Service is the goal. You have to serve Samipya. But still, a devotee, pure devotee, he depend upon Lord. He did not get, like Prahlad Maharaj previously we said. Prahlad Maharaj reject. I don't want anything. So, because Krishna Bhakta, just like Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is telling, what is the goal of a Vaishnava, a Gaudiya Vaishnava? Aradhya Bhagavan Braje Satanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachit Upasana Brajabadhu Vargena Jakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumartha Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatrodarana Paraha. Our worshipable Lord is Brajananandan Krishna. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesatanaya. Similarly, his pastime places the Brajadham. Vrindavan Dham is also worshipable for us. That Dham of Krishna is not alone. Krishna is his Janma, Karma, Lila, everything is included. So, Taddhama Vrindavanam, to achieve Krishna's lotus feet, one has to follow the footprints of the Brajavasis. Just like Prabhupada also advised, if you are in that particular verse that Rupa Goswami told in Upadesamita, 8th verse, they told this is the essence of all Upades, all instructions. Tannama Rupa Charita Adi Sukirtananu Smutya Kramena Manasa Smutya Kramena Rasana Manasi Niyojya Tishtan Braje Tadanuragi Jananugami Kalam Nayet Akhilamiti Upadesha Saram. Rupa Goswami is telling. The essence of all instruction is to remember Krishna. Always remember Krishna. Never forget him. Follow the footprints of the Brajavasis. Tadanuragi Jana. Similarly, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is telling, you have to follow the footprints of the Brajavasis, especially Brajavadhu, the gopis, the footprints of the gopis. What is the speciality of the gopis? What is the difference between other devotees and with the gopis? Brajavasis are gopis specifically. What is the difference? They reject. They have no desire to go to Papa, to go to this Vaikuntha Loka, or to the go to hell or anywhere. Where Krishna keep them, they will stay. They are ready to suffer. They suffer for Krishna in any condition. They want to keep Krishna. Krishna is in happy. They want to see Krishna happy. That's why Krishna tested. One time in Dwarka, he told, "I have a headache." Krishna told, "I have a headache, severe headache." He stopped his eating and just on the bed. He could not sleep, could not eat anything. He don't want to have finish. He could not go to his office. So he's telling, "Wow, many doctors came, many Ayurvedic doctors and all, and many they come, so they try their best, but it only cannot be cured." Krishna himself told, "You cannot cure me in this way. I have some offense. Maybe somewhere I have committed some offense. I need the dust from the feet of my devotees. So man should give the dust from his head. So you massage that dust on my head, forehead. Then I will be cured." So the job was given to Narada Muni. You go. Narada Muni himself did not want to give dust. Even Uddhava did not want to give dust. They asked his queens. They refused. "Our husband, how can I take dust from our feet and head? Go to the big rishis, munis." They also refused. A Brahma, the Gyanis told, if he is a supreme Brahma, how can it be he has a headache? They could not believe. Everyone refused. When the Karmis, Gyanis, Yogis, who are also called as devotees of Lord. Who is the better devotee than Uddhava? Huh? Krishna told Uddhava is such dear to me, not even my own brother Sankarsana. Eh? No Sankara, no Sankarsana. Even no, not Lord Shiva, not Brahma, not Sankarsana, even my brother Balaram. No one is more dear to Uddhava. Now Uddhava was also, he was thinking, how can I give dust? So they come to, Naradani come to Braja and saw the gopis in the bank of Jamuna. Gopis immediately saw Naradamani, they pay their obeisance, they told, oh Naradamani, what is about you? You have all news. Please tell us something about our Krishna. What is going on? What is Krishna? How is he? How is he? Remembering us or not? How is he going? He is okay. Naradamani told the news of Krishna, that Krishna is suffering. Suffering for what? He is so much headache. So we can do something for that. We don't want to see our Krishna suffering. Please tell us. Told, yes, that's why I come here. I need some dust from your feet. So I will take this dust and message in the head of Krishna, he will be okay. He will be happy. All his suffering will go. Oh, gopis told, immediately they just run and they put their feet on Jamuna water. Why? They washing their feet? No. Because you wait, when your feet is wet, then the more dust can come. With it. Told, okay. You have brought something, we are packing it. Okay, they packed dust. Told Naradman, take it. Naradman was surprised. He told, you are village girls, you do not know what is going to you are doing. If I take the dust and message on Krishna's head for it, then you all will go to hell. Gopi told, no matter. We don't care for that. Naradamani, don't think about this. We may go to hell, but our Krishna remain happy. That is the mood of the Brajavasis. They don't care for anything. That's why the goal of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas is Prema Pumartha Mahan. That is for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. He told this other acharya, they gave us these four purusharthas, dharma, artha, kama, mokhya. But above that, what is the Bhagavatam, conclusion of Bhagavatam? Prema Pumartha Mahan. That is the conclusion of Bhagavatam. That's why Siddhar Swami told, one way how to recognize the Bhagavad Puran, you should, that Puran, where there is the episode of Maharachitra Ketu, or who? Dhritarashtra is given. Because Lord Shiva glorifying whom? Dhritarashtra. He was telling to Parvati, chastising when Parvati cursed Maharachitra Ketu, and he accepted the curse happily. Rather, he addressed Parvati as mother. Told, okay, I am accepting your words. Then he just again appeared as Dhritarashtra. And Lord Shiva is telling, Narayanam Paramsarva, Narayana Parasarve, na bibhyasyati kaschana. Swarga, apavarga, narakesu apitulyartha darsina. They don't care for these things. The only thing a Vaishnava wants, I must remember, let me remember always the lotus feet of Krishna. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur tells us many prayers. Oh Krishna, I may not forget your lotus feet. Kita jane janmi hou toa dasa bahir mukha brahma janme nahi asa. He told, I don't care whether I am a brahma or an insect, but my only request to you, O Lord, maybe my mind always fix at your lotus feet. Visaye jemata priti achaye amara sei mata priti hau charane tumara. As I am now attached to my worldly life, my relations, family, all these things, oh Lord, that type of attraction may be fixed at your lotus feet. Janaka janani daita tanaya prabhu guru pati tuhu sarma. You are everything for me. That is the goal. You have to fix your mind and lotus feet of Krishna. But in Master Rupa Goswami is telling in a favorable way. Anukulyena Krishna Anusilanam. The Prabhupada told that, wrote that there is five rasas One Rasa devotee did not like even which one? Sant. Because they had no opportunity to serve the Lord. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, Chari Bhave Prema Diya Tarimu Sansar. I will give four types of prema. Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya. In any rasa, we can serve. One time here in Vrindavan, one devotee told Prabhupada, that, okay, Prabhupada, I don't want to return back to Godhead. I will come again and again. Mama janmani janmani swari. Bhavatad bhaktir. Life after life. I want to just come and serve you. Serve the Supreme Lord and Spiritual Master. I don't want to just return back. Like Mahajana Janagata Sipanta, all Mahajans, they also serving. They going on serving the Supreme Lord. You will see the all Mahajans. Swayambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kumara, Kapila, Manu, Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishma, Balir, Vyasaki, Vayam. They are not sitting in Goloka Vrindavan. What are they doing? They are engaged in their devotional service. Whatever service Krishna gave them, they are engaged in that service. Swayambhu is Narada Muni is there. Swayambhu Brahma is in Brahmaloka, Sankari in Sankaraloka, he is Narada. Swayambhu Narada, Narada Muni is still traveling and preaching. One time he also came to see how Bhaktivedanta Swami is preaching. In ISKCON London he appeared. Who? Narada Muni and Brahma. They both came. Prabhupada was giving class, then he stopped speaking and just looking. 10-15 minutes, no one. People stop speaking, when he starts speaking again, the devotees ask, what happened to Prabhupada? What happened to you? Prabhupada told you, you did not see. Who came? Narada Muni and Brahma came. They appeared in our temple today to see how preaching is going on. So that's why Prabhupada told, okay, you must keep some special seat. Sometimes some special person will come. You must give them seat. Still there is two seats, altar. Small seats in altar. One seat for Brahma, one seat for Narada. So they are, anyhow. Why this story came? One person. What is?
One person asked question to Prabhupada.
Yes. So Prabhupada replied, don't become so exalted devotee. I don't want to come back again. This material world. Don't make me, force me to come back again to this material world. My spiritual master, his divine grace, Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur told, this material world is a place for a, not a place for a gentleman. So if you don't want to return back to Godhead, then your spiritual master had to come again. Janme, janme. He accepted you as disciple, means that is his responsibility to make you return back to Godhead. So that's why Jaila Shishupal Dantabhakra, they are thinking the Lord in an envious way. But what is our duty? We must remember Krishna in a favorable way. Whether Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya, Prabhupada gave, recommended us, if you are in Dasya Rasa, that is not, you cannot artificially think something, that is already Nitya Siddha. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabhu Nay Shravanadi Suddha Chite Karaye Uday. If you very attentively hear Krishna Srimad Bhagavatam, automatically you will feel something from within to serve Krishna in a particular way, as a servant, as a friend, as a parental way, as a father and mother or an elderly persons in love of following the footprints of the elderly gopo and gopis, or you may be feel serving Krishna in conjugal way. That is natural. You have to simply go on hearing. You have nothing to do. That's why it's recommended, if you have no taste for hearing, then no spiritual life. Dharma sunishthita atpangsa viswaksena kathasuja na utpadaye jadiratim srama evahi kevalam. This is the first लिंब भक्ति श्रवणम देन कीर्तनम दैट्स व्हाई नित्यम भागवत सेवया यू हियर फ्रॉम ए व्यक्ति भागवत द ग्रंथि ग्रंथ भागवत रेगुलरली देन यू कैन हेल्प अस टू रिमेम्बरिंग कृष्ण द गोल इज टू रिमेम्बर कृष्ण ऑलवेज स्मार्तव्य सततं विष्णु विस्मर्तव्य न जातुचित सर्व विधि निषेधेशु एतयैरेव किंकर ऑल दिस अदर विधि वट एवर वी आर फॉलोइंग द भक्ति प्रिंसिपल्स द गोल इज टू रिमेम्बर कृष्ण ऑल द टाइम सो एज यू रिमेम्बर से अकॉर्डिंगली यू गेट द रिजल्ट हरे कृष्णा सो टाइम इज अवर एनी क्वेश्चन और कमेंट यस दिस दुखी मीन्स नरोत्तम दुखी इन नॉट इन मेटेरियल सेंस इज दुखी इन because of he is not having this he is being separated from Krishna that is actually not dukkha that is actually topmost pleasure in vipralambha rasa so that is not the material happiness and spiritual there is difference gopis are topmost in devotees so they are feeling the separation from Krishna Krishna is Dwarka they are in Braja so that is the topmost pleasure yes
थ्री
सप्त मीन्स 21 लाइफ टाइम्स योर फोर फादर्स ऑलरेडी डिलीवर्ड सो Are you pure devotee? First think whether I am pure. Then if you are not pure devotee, they are not delivered.
No. Means it was said in today's lecture that only Lord Krishna can deliver other incarnations.
Okay.
Lord Krishna said that he is delivered.
21 lifetimes your generation is already delivered. If a devotee like you born in some family. So is some incarnations like Rama and Narasimha, they consider the Purna Avatar. They were Purna Avatar, they consider not the all incarnations. But Rama incarnation is Rama, Ramachandra and Narasimhadev. They consider the full incarnation of Krishna. Anyhow, Narasimhadev told means they is true. Because Prahlad became such an exalted devotee. Yes. I don't know whether you are exalted devotee like Vasudev. Who is there? Vasudev Datta. Then he wanted to suffer for the entire living entity. If you are in that exalted position, you can do. But a person who is thinking, I am a conditioned soul, I am not a pure devotee, then they don't want.
When we go for preaching for people
to the house to house, that's why it is a famous verse is given in a Prabhupada quoted is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila third chapter 79 verse. Prabhupada is telling, Gokoti danam grahanam khagasya prayaga gangodaka kalpavasa. जग्यायुतम मेरु सुवर्णदानम गोविंद कीर्ते कीर्ते न समम सताम सई. इवन इफ यू वॉन्ट डिस्ट्रीब्यूट 10 million cows इन चैरिटी ड्यूरिंग एन एक्लिप्स ऑफ द सन लिप्स एट द कन्फ्लुएंस ऑफ गंजेस एंड यमुना फॉर मिलियंस ऑफ इयर्स और गिव्स ए माउंटेन ऑफ गोल्ड इन सेक्रीफाइस टू द ब्राह्मणस ही डज नॉट अर्न 100th part ऑफ द मेरिट डेराइव्ड फ्रॉम द चांटिंग ऑफ द हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र. चांट एंड बी हैप्पी. I gave the same answer to you in a Juhu. You ask. In this age, there is no other way. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam Kalau Naste Iva, Naste Iva, Naste Iva. Gatir Anyatha. Develop that, come to that platform that Rupa Goswami is telling. Tunde Tanda Viniratim Vitanute Tunda Bali Labdhaye Karna Krodo Kadam Vini Ghatayate कन्नार्वदेभ्य स्पृहां चित्त प्रांगण संगिनी विजयते सर्वान्द्रियाणां कृतिं न जाने जानिता कियत् भीर अमृतै कृष्णै वर्णदै. इन पुरुष इज टेलिंग हाउ मच नेक्टर चांटिंग दिस टू वर्ड्स कृष्ण. व्हेन यू चांटिंग हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र यू अचीव परफेक्शन. सिंपली ट्राई टू चांट हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र ऑफेंसलेसली. Rupa Goswami is telling, when I am hearing this Krishna mantra, Hare Krishna mantra, Krishna name is entering in my ear, my desires increased. I developed a desire to having how many years? Thousands of millions of years. When this, I chant this Krishna name entered my lip, just dense, then I want to develop a how many mouth, how many lips? How many tongue? Millions of tongue. When this Krishna name entering to my heart, then all my desires, all the indriyas become strong. The desire, their attraction for the sense gratification perishes. Automatically, my mind attracted to the lotus feet of Krishna. So in this, who can describe how much nectar have when we chant the Hare Krishna mantra offenselessly. So in this age there is no other. Simply chant yourself and engage others in chanting. That is the best preaching. Yes. He is asking how can we know that we have offended to a Vaishnava? How to prevent offenses? Tadera charana sevi bhakta sanivas. Always keep in your mind to serve the Vaishnavas. Don't want to take service from others. If you have that mentality, thinking, I am servant, millions times reduced. I am servant of Vaishnavas. Go on serving them. Then you cannot offend. If you want to master, you want to take service from others, then there is question of what? Offense. Committing offenses. Okay? Any other question? Yes. What elaborate? Whatever I told, that is enough. If you want to personally know, then you talk to me personally. Okay. Any other question? No time to elaborate. Class is finished. That's question. Elaborate type, the big story about Dantavakra, there will be one class. Okay. Hare Krishna. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.